Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. One of the keys of life that we have been looking at is supporting our brothers mentally, morally, spiritually. We also spoke about financially. One of the things that we have to support our brothers in terms of morally and ethically is to come to their aid. As we use the term in Arabic, ighathatul muslim, to help the Muslim in need. And mind you, Islamically speaking, when we talk about Muslims and brothers in faith, it is a very general concept. We're not limiting it to the people from our school of thought. Rather than it is for every Muslim. It is not exclusive to one particular type. Yes, there are those who the same belief as you, for example, the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, give them extra attention. But under no circumstances should you neglect you Muslims, brothers and sisters. They are still brothers and sisters in faith. Maybe not on the right track, but they are nevertheless your brothers and sisters in faith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, whoever comes to the aid of his brother Muslim until he gets him out of it. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned three things I can get my brother off. One, ham, stress, worry. That's the standard. All of us have worries. All of us have stress. You elevate my stress, I elevate yours. وَكُرْبَةً, and every calamity that you're stuck at, every problems, yes, that you are stuck at. Sometimes you just get stuck in the wrong situation at the wrong time with the wrong people. And say, I am in warta, I'm in conundrum, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm stuck here. Someone save me. These three things I can help you in, you can help me in. If you do that, what happens? Allah will give him 10 deeds. وَرَفَعَ لَهُ عَشْرُ دَرَجَاتٍ. Just in case you're saying, well, 10 is really nothing. Allah will elevate you 10 levels in heaven. وَأَعْطَاهُ. What would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him? ثَوَابَ عَتْقِ عَشْرِ نَسَمَاتٍ. And Allah will give him the reward of freeing 10 people. And Allah will cast away and push away 10 calamities heading your way. Are you satisfied? No? Okay, he will give you more. And on the day of judgment, 10 intercessions will be waiting for you. Either you will receive them, you might say, well, one is not going to get me in heaven. Allah says, sure, 10 is given to you. Or the meaning could be like this. Allah on day of judgment, he will say to you, I have given you the power to extract 10 people that you know who are stuck, they're not going to make it to heaven, to intercede for them and bring them to heaven. And this is only by helping and elevating your brother in faith in terms of problems, in terms of stress, or what have you. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرونت رخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره، دعا هم داره، ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Inna mu'awanatul Muslim, helping your Muslim brother, khayrun wa a'zamu ajran min siyami shahrin wa ihtikafin fil masjid al haram. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made certain places better than others. He made certain days better than others. He made certain months better than others. The day of Jum'ah is better than the rest of the days. The night of Laylatul Jum'ah is better than the rest of the nights. Laylatul Qadr is better than every night. The month of Ramadan is better than every month. You get the drift? Same thing with places. Al-Masjid is better than any house. Al-Masjid al-Haram is better than any other masjid. Simple. Okay, so this is how it works. So since Al-Masjid al-Haram, which is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Kaaba itself, it is the most holiest place on earth, Allah says from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam that if you help a Muslim brother, Allah will give you the reward of what? That reward is much more than a person who is fasting, who is doing i'tikaf, who has secluded himself in the Masjid al-Haram itself. So you literally in the masjid, you can't go out because you i'tikaf. One of the rules of i'tikaf is that you cannot go out the masjid. So you're stuck there for a number of days and all you're doing is you're fasting. I mean, this, and you are in the house itself, the mosque itself, not any mosque, because obviously it has Qudsiyah. It has a holiness to it. It has a special feel to it. As we said, it is the best of mosques, the best of places. And the Prophet said, you go help someone. And when we talk about helping here, mind you, we're not saying go pay $1 million for him. So sometimes it is just normal, easy things that we have to do for our brothers and sisters in faith. It doesn't have to be something really big, mind you. You do that, Allah will give you that. Much more, the Prophet said, أَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا. It's better, خَيْرًا, and أَعْظَمُ أَجْرًا, better in terms of reward. Imam Zainul Abidin, سَلَامُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, says, مَنْ أَعَانَهُ عَلَى ظَالِمٍ لَهُ أَعَانَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى إِجَازَةِ الصِّرَاطِ عِنْدَ دَحْضِ الْأَقْدَامِ. When a person helps his brother in faith against an oppressor, this is oppressing him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help him walk on the sirat on day of judgment when feet will be stumbled and will fall. Because we've been told that the sirat is thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword, and every human being has to cross it. And depending on your hasanat and your sayyat, if you've done more hasanat, you'll pass, and more sayyat, a person will fall. And the hadith says that some people will go across it like a lightning, and some people will crawl. Allah is giving you an easy way out. He says, help your brothers in faith, come to their help, come to their aid, and I'll let you pass without any problems. What else can we ask from such a loving, caring Lord like ours? Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.